This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, truly. Right? And come on, you've heard me say it a million times. The way you become part of the solution is you get informed. Right? You get informed, then you engage, and you give out information that's real and that's true. So we don't have to worry in any way, shape, manner, or form, right, about you being tagged or conservatives being tagged or as nut jobs, because you have real facts. And when I'm not going to go through it tonight, but I am at some point in time, because now you're seeing more and more and more, not a couple, but a lot of states: Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, Nevada. You're seeing more and more states take a look at the numbers from the 2020 election. Now, some of you are going, yeah, they're gonna decertify it, they're gonna put Trump in. No, actually, no, that's not how it works. The thing would have been to do it then, right then and there. But you know that's not gonna happen. But this will set the stage for later on. This will give them the ability to make sure that they have the right processes in place so we don't have this problem. And, to show you how disingenuous these people are, for real. And I've talked about this before a million times, so I'm sorry if some of you have already heard this 100 times. You're going to hear it 101. When you start going through the numbers that are out there, the simple ones in these states, like I said, let's just talk about Georgia. I usually talk about Nevada, right? Or was it, Nevada. When they had 70, just one issue, 72,000 ballots came in that were never mailed out. Just once. That's just one issue. And then you look at voter fraud in Georgia. Over 2,000 felons voted. They don't have a right to vote. 66,000 votes were cast from kids under 18, they don't have the right to vote. 2,400 votes were cast for people who never registered. I know, some of you are going to go, they never, maybe their registration didn't make it in. Right, okay. Over 1,000 used the P.O. box, again illegal. 4,000 votes, I don't know if these were cast after the due date, or after, it says the vote, they voted past the registration date. So they weren't registered as the day of. 10,000 of those people either were dead or died shortly after they voted. That's a possibility, right? Anyway. 400 voted in two states. Almost 16,000 seemed to move out of state within a week after they voted. None of that is suspicious, is it? None of it. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Remember, head up to the website, joemessina.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening there. But also, is not just that, but, you know, you want to get involved in the conversation. You can sign up for the weekly news letter that needs to start going out again. You can sign up for the text message, text alert, I guess you call them. Right? Really that simple. All right. You know, I don't know if you guys were aware of this, but with everything that's going down right now at Disney and other places, I want you to think about that, because you never hear about this stuff usually. Disney has had employees, right? Disney employees. Now you can say, well, you can't be an employer, you can't tag the employer for it. Yeah, you can. Disney has had employees arrested for child sex crimes as far back as 2012. But not 2012 and then whenever. No. Every single year, sting operations have produced employees at Disney being arrested, right, for sexual assault on minors, sex crimes on minors. I mean, this is like a haven for them. This is like shooting fish in a barrel for these people. Yeah, you heard me, these people. Notice I didn't say gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, yada, yada, yada. I didn't say any of that. For these predators, these sexual predators. But they are employees of Disney. Are they the ones? Are they part of the ones that are screaming that this law in Florida is wrong and bad? And they should be able to talk to kids about anything they want to? So they've had employees arrested in 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22. And we're not even halfway through the year yet. This is why I say to you, you've got to pay. You've got those of you who keep supporting Disney. And I noticed that stock took a nosedive. They had a boatload of, what do you call it there? They had a boatload people unsubscribe, I guess it is, from Disney streaming. Cancel their subscriptions. I mean, this is really good. No matter what you think or what you say, this is really good. Joe Messina, your host. Be back more of this right after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide super soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Joey B is at it again. I love it. I love it. Listen. If he wasn't president, I'd have to say, I love this guy. I mean, he is the best thing that happened to me and others in our business. It just never stops, right? He talked about how he met this. Again, this is like story time with Joey B. And he talks about how he met this truck driver. The only woman truck driver I ever knew. And she called herself Big Mama, right? And swear to God, it's a true story. Well, I don't know what God he's swearing to, but always have take a listen. Let him say it in his own words so I don't screw this whole thing up, okay?
When I was a young senator, there was a guy who ran steel from Deamer Steel out to Ohio. And so I decided to ride out with him, see what it was like on the strike. And I was driving, going through Shiloh, Ohio. And his handle was Big Ten. And remember, everybody, all the truck stops were being blockaded at the time during the strike. And he called. He said, Big Ten wanted to come in. I forget exactly how he said it. And the only woman truck driver ever knew I met that day, she said, this is Big Mama, no room. Swear to God, true story. Swear to God.
True story, swear to God, because we know everything he says is true, right? He never met Hunter Biden's business associates, right? Hunter never talked to him about any of the business he had going on. This is all stuff we're supposed to believe. And as you can see, over and over and over again, right? You see this on a regular basis. The man just can't look at. I've said this for years. And it's so true. These people can't find the truth. If you put it in a paper bag, mark the truth, and put it in their hands, they still couldn't find the truth. This is how nuts this gets after a while. Right? And you, when you talk about this, you talk about the situation with him. People keep giving him a pass. The news does. So you have to do everything you can. Yes, you heard me, you guys, you-uns. All right, you have to get your message out there. Now, whether you do it through any of the social media networks or social media places, whether you do it through email, whether you do it, there's a million ways you can do this. But we have to keep up the pressure. In days of old, there were revolutions and all of that. There were notes and messages passed. There were people met in small groups all across countries to gain their freedom. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay, I got my doubts on this one. I'd like to know how you guys feel about it. Yes, I really would. But apparently, God, this guy. Madison Cawthorn's untrue orgy comments hurt every member of Congress. That's according to Representative Debbie Lesko. Now, look, I didn't do this story because I thought it was over the top. Still do. I don't know if he was losing steam or whatever, why he would bring it up. But if he had the information, if he has names, if he has proof, then bring it forward. What are you afraid of? Right? He said it's nothing but orgies and drugs. That's what they do. Now, when you think about it, truly think about it, if he's the bastion of you know, integrity that he claims to be, then start naming names. Where'd you hear it? When? And the whole nine yards. Right? And that's the only way you're gonna get these people back, get these people to back down, is when we're on it and on it and on it and on it, letting people know truly what's going on at Congress in that area. I've been back there for CPAC, which was in D.C. on a regular basis. These people have no clue as to what's going on in the rest of the country. And the biggest reason behind it, frankly and honestly, is because they just keep spending money. They don't care. The last time I was back there, you're driving through the city. You can't get to a corner without there being a crane on the corner because of doing another building. They're spending more money. We've done stories about the federal government rented. They have their own buildings that are empty, and they're leasing buildings from other people. Why would you do that? Unless you're trying to get some money into a friend's hand, what are you doing that for? All right, this story ought to make you throw up. Babies can now be aborted on their birthday, at least in Colorado under a new law. Colorado Governor Jared Polis signed the Reproductive Health Equity Act. My God, think about that. Reproductive Health Equity Act. They love these buzzwords, don't they? Now, where is the reproductive health? What's so healthy about killing a baby in the middle of labor as it's being born, as it's coming through the birth canal? The new law also removes all restrictions on abortion up until birth, but does not overturn Colorado's ban on state funding of the procedure. Polis, a Democrat, said before signing the bill that Roe v. Wade has been eroded in the last few years, right? And he wants to be able to protect Coloradans. Roe v. Wade had been weakened, and many legal pundits conclude that it's likely a matter of time until the federal protections go away. I mean, again, what makes them think it's going to, I mean, it's not going to go away because states are going to pick it up. It's not going to go away because states are going to legalize abortion. Not like, it's like I've been saying for a long time on the show. We are a representative government. Right? We elect people we want to represent our values and to uphold the Constitution. If you live, look, there's an area in California, an area in Los Angeles County, West Los Angeles. It is a very friendly gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, LGBTQ, and so on environment, city. I think all of its city council members are gay or lesbian. The police chief, the members of the community celebrate the gay, lesbian, the LGBTQ world. It's a representative government there. You don't see Christians going in there or other people of religious beliefs going in there and saying, oh, no, 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 we can't have this. You can't have the city. You can't this. You can't that. They don't do that. But they do it to us on a regular basis, and you let it happen. What are you doing to make sure that babies can't be killed on their way out of the birth canal? So we'll see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The world is outraged at images coming from the outskirts of Kyiv, where bodies are strewn across streets, yards, and in shallow graves. President Biden calling Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal.
This guy is brutal, and what's happening in Bucha is outrageous.
and everyone's seen it.
The U.S. will seek to remove Russia from the UN Human Rights Council. 26-year-old Dondre Martin has been arrested in connection to Sunday's mass shooting in Sacramento, California. Police Chief Kathy Lester tells NBC News that they are searching for at least one other gunman.
Our team is actively working on it, and we're certainly continuing to identify people that were involved in this.
Six were killed and a dozen were wounded. The arrest came as the coroner identified the victims. The Dow rose by 104 points. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's really the only way to win. I got so many things I want to get. I know I won't get to them all. I got that. But I got so many things I want to get to. It isn't funny. All right. So, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, we all know him, right? I mean, y'all know that he is on top of his game. And here's a black lieutenant governor. I think this is hilarious. Black lieutenant governor of North Carolina, a black female lieutenant governor of South Carolina, Virginia, I'm sorry, you got nothing. You didn't hear anything. Right? It wasn't a big deal. The left didn't praise it. Just look what's happening. Look at the changes that are going on. Not a word. Not a word. And that's what you said. You go, these people are, they're not honest. They're not honest in what they believe. They're not honest in their principles. It truly is them wanting it their way and only their way. Otherwise, a bigoted, homophobic, racist, something, blah, 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 blah. It's so, you know, you hear it all the time. It doesn't change. Right? So the Lieutenant Governor decided, hey, I've got to speak up about this. You know, you think about his faith, what he believes to be truth. And he has decided that, you know, it's you can't be quiet anymore. More of us need to do that. More of us need to step up and decide we can't be quiet anymore. I mean, seriously. Otherwise, when these things happen, like that happened with Disney, what's happening in Florida, what have you, you're playing catch up. That's my biggest irritant in this job, if I had one. It's people coming out after years and years and years of some of us, including what this lieutenant governor is doing, screaming. And then you come out and you start yelling at us, say, hey, elected officials, that is. You come out and start yelling like we've done something wrong. When you're the ones that haven't engaged. Remember, you elect us. You believe in somebody. You believe that they'll do the job for you. And then you leave them. You give them no support whatsoever. How can that work? How do you figure that works? So here, you know, here again. It's a two-minute clip, but deal with it because it's worth listening to. Take a listen. Well, that would have been too easy, huh? God bless America. There you go. That's how it works.
Something else I'm not supposed to say. Ain't but true genders. WRL out there, they got their lickety pencils around, trying to write fierceness as they can. Get every word of this here. Get every word of this. You can go to the doctor and get cut up. You can go down to the dress shop and get made up. You can go down there and get drugged up. But at the end of the day, you were just a drugged up, dressed up, made up, cut up, man or woman. You ain't changed what God put in you. That DNA. You can't transcend God's creation. I don't care how hard you try. The transgender movement in this country, if there's a movement in this country that is demonic and that is full of the spirit of Antichrist, it is the transgender movement. It's time for grown-ups and time for Christians to start standing up and being unafraid to tell the truth.
This is the part I was getting to. This is the part that I wanted to make sure you understood and heard. If you're a Christian listening to the show, you need to get off your butt. You need to do the right thing and make sure that you're taking care of God's children.
Come after me if you want to. I don't care. You want my head? Here it is right here. Come on, come get it. I don't care because it's time for us to stand up. And I'm not afraid to stand up and tell the truth about that issue. But dragging our kids down into the pit of hell, trying to teach them that mess in our schools. Tell you like this, that ain't got no place at no school. 2 plus 2 don't equal transgender. It equals 4. We need to get back to teaching them how to read instead of teaching them how to go to hell.
I'm sorry, is there a problem with this? Seriously, we have skirted biology. We're skirting math. We're skirting simple science. And yet we're told that we have to adhere to science. We should be paying attention to science. But when? When do they have to do the same exact thing? Look at how quiet the volume. I mean, you got a little bit of bubbling up here and there, but look at how quiet this whole virus thing has gotten, huh? Does anybody else other than me find that amazing? Because the people were getting tired. People were not going to have it anymore. And they knew it. They saw it coming. And it's election season. That's sad. It's so true. But it's election season. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to be here with you. So, this is why it's so important for you to get out there, for you to make a difference, for you to work hard, to make sure that the right people get elected. And, you know, I keep telling you this, and I keep saying it, you know, I know some of you are bored of hearing it, but I keep saying it because the reality is it's not sinking in. And if it is sinking in, you're just totally ignoring it. But the only way these people win is that you get out there. You walk your precinct. You make phone calls. You do emails on behalf of a candidate that you've decided is worth it. And when you do that, do you understand that there's people in your community, no matter who you are or where you live, There are people in your community that trust you. There are people in your community that see you as a leader or a person of integrity and will tell you again or will confide in you as to who they're voting for, what they're looking for. You get to know them, and it's easy to push it through. It's easy to get the information through to them. Now, they may do absolutely nothing with it. They may still not agree with you. But you planted the seed. You're pushing for them to go try to understand what's going on. I started on this. I didn't finish it. Sorry. Colorado Governor Jared signed the bill that babies not going to be aborted on the on their birthday in Colorado. That's right. All through all 9 months. I wonder when it gets to the point that after the umbilical cord's been cut, right? He said, in the state of Colorado, the serious decision to start or end a pregnancy with the medical assistance will remain between a person, their doctor, and their faith. I want to thank the sponsors of the General Assembly for ensuring that regardless of what happens federally in Colorado, these vital and oftentimes difficult decisions will continue to be made by Coloradans alone. Several conservative rural counties have discussed declaring themselves pro-life sanctuaries. Right? Isn't it funny, though? Again, when we do it, it's unpatriotic. It's wrong. It's bad. It's whatever. When they do it, it's fine. When Roe v. Wade was, which it never was, it was never the law of the land. Can we be clear about that? There was never a federal law for abortion. Never. For or against, for that matter. But in over the last couple of decades, whenever you mention it, they say, well, it's the law of the land. Okay, the federal government says it's law, and the discussion. You guys need to learn how to understand what the law is. Okay, well, I can say the same thing about the Second Amendment, but here's the deal. All right, it's a law of the land. Well, if it gets struck down, well, isn't that also the law of the land? Or is it different for us? Is it different because it benefits us or because it's something we want? Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology that offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
That's a fighting song, and that's what we want. We need you out there fighting. No, really, seriously. Right, you need to be out there. You need to be pounding away. You need to be making sure that people understand what's going on in your schools. I mean, seriously, when you think about this, this started with your children. Well, my children too, but this started with your children. They've been taught all kinds of stuff in school that's wrong, that's dead wrong. I was talking to a couple of parents today who would tell me about some kids that graduated locally where I am at. They come from conservative parents, and it was a constant fight all the way through high school because the teachers were getting to them. And they want to fit in, right? They want to make sure that everybody likes them. That's where they're at. So they don't push back on anything. They never do. And they should. You need to teach them how to respectfully push back on things that aren't true. It's not that hard. And there's a Christian pastor. I don't have a TikTok account. People send me stuff, so I kind of have to check it out backhandedly, right? But a Christian pastor says, to his TikTok followers, he says that Jesus is not the only way to heaven. Now, he can't be a Christian pastor and teach that. I'm not going to get all theological on you, but Bottom line with it is it's only one way. In the Christian religion, there's only one way through Christ. The parents should be aware that there are, you know, heretics all over the place on social media. And you parents who think what could go wrong, and you're allowing your kids to watch this kind of stuff, you're allowing your kids to have TikTok accounts, TikTok, they're being subjected to all kinds of things. I have people send me, I guess they're TikTok vids, right, videos. And when you're done with one, it moves on to the next. And then it's kind of automatic, right? I don't know if some of you check that out. And I'll tell you what, I've had to move on to one that I just didn't need to see or don't want to see. And some of these girls that are doing the dancing stuff when it goes through, they're going to be like 12 years old or 14 or 15 or you know, very young. I'll put it that way. And what about the 12-year-old boy that's watching this? You know, and I don't know how many likes. I don't even know how to look at that thing to know how many likes they get or views or whatever, if there are even likes on it. But it's craziness. And parents, you need to start paying attention. You need to start, you know, your kids just don't automatically, shouldn't be allowed to have access to these things without some kind of rules that you're checking into. And I don't even know if I let them on TikTok, period, at all. One of the most popular heretics on TikTok is Brandon Robertson. He's a self-proclaimed progressive pastor. He's got 200,000 followers and a reach of more than a million viewers. Now, Robertson, who is the darling of the anti-family activists, he announced in a recent posting that Jesus is not the only way to heaven, that it is flat-out lie. Don't be deceived by these sort of demonic nonsense. Right? I mean, this is scary. Because these people are alternatives to your kids going to church with you. Right? And not only that, he's got a whole bunch of heretical teachings that you need to check into. And just because your son or your daughter says, yeah, you know, I watch this pastor and yada, 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 he's on TikTok. He's really good, Mom. Really good, Dad. Right? That's the stuff you go, really? Let me see him. Let me hear him. You need to do it. Oh, but you know, I don't want to get into my kids' privacy. Your kids have no privacy. When you're living at your house, you're paying for their phone, you're paying for their service, you're paying for their mistakes, so to speak. They don't get privacy. Are you crazy? You've got the Department of Education. I remember some of you don't even know what this is, but the federal, you know, a Federal Protection Act, if you want to call it. Which was called Title IX. It was put in the, I don't know what it was, in the 70s at some point. And it was put in to make sure that girls, females, women, got fair and equal access to sports facilities. And that any differences between the two that needed to be made, any fields that needed to be updated or what have you, I don't know if it's baseball or softball, there are fields that have minor changes in them. For the differences between, yeah, you got it, male and female. So the Department of Education announced that it's going to be looking at Title IX again. And they want to rework it so it extends to protect against discrimination on sexual orientation and gender identity. Where's the science? I haven't heard anything about science here. I haven't heard anything about the differences in strength, the differences in body makeup. Nothing. Where's the science? Now, the original revisions proposed were done last fall. They're hopefully, this is them speaking, not me, that they're going to revise these things, get them done, get them solidified by the end of April, beginning of May. Now, the Washington Post is reporting that they can't get any information from them. Right? What's the approved content? What are they going to change? What are they going to do? According to the, see, this stuff needs to roll up into a ball and get in front of the Supreme Court. That's what it needs to do. According to the abstract of the fall 2021 proposal, Title IX would be extended to protect against discrimination on account of sexual orientation, gender identity, thus opening the door to include transgenderism. Right? You know, it's one thing. And if you've got a gay person, or gay male, I mean, that wants to join the men's swimming team, okay, that's fine, right? You've got a lesbian, female, that wants to join the girls' swimming team, that's also fine. Body makeup is the same, muscle structure is the same, chemical makeup the same. But now you've got people doing all kinds of things. I should have pulled up the article and held on to it, but you got a male bicycle rider that has decided because he can't place in his sport as a male, he's now transgender. Why is it they do this? So why doesn't anybody call him on the carpet and go, okay, all of a sudden on Wednesday you decided when you couldn't place in your own sport, you decided now that that's what you are? Really, think about it. According to the Post, the new regulations will define discrimination on the basis of sex as including sex stereotypes, sex-related characteristics, including intersex traits, pregnancy or related conditions, sexual orientation, sexual identity. This is according to what the Washington Post would be able to get their hands on. Now, these revisions would align Title IX with the priorities of the Biden administration. Not science, not real life, not reality. Well, Biden administration lives in an alternate universe anyhow. Now, the department plans to propose to amend regulations implementing Title IX. Now, I want you to think about this whole transgender thing. Under Barack Obama, it started to take shape. Right? He was the one pushing for this kind of thing, pushing for children to be able to have the chemicals they needed to help them through the transition. It flatlined during Trump, and now with Joe B., it seems to be on steroids. I wonder who really is pushing this. I wonder who really is putting this out there. Now, these priorities that they're wrapping around what Joe B. has already put out there in executive orders. What I mean by that is Joey B. has already put out executive orders to try to nix and make sure that people aren't discriminated in sports based on whether they're transgender or not. Now, they want to solidify it, by having it as part of Title IX. The second executive order that he signed was signed in March of 2021. It furthered the previous order by specifying protection for sexual orientation, gender identity in education, and extended the protection against sexual harassment and violence. Well, I like, when they use terms like that, violence, harassment, what does that mean? What exactly does that mean? What is sexual harassment in this case? You mean if a young lady, and this has happened, these are stories that we've done on the show, if a young lady is giving a hard time to a transgender girl, he still has his male parts, Is that sexual harassment? What is that? No, really? Is that a hate action? Because I've read what the left writes when it comes to stuff like this. Right? They think the girls that are making all the noise, right, they don't understand, they're not accepting. I wish I could find that. I got to find that clip where the young commentator goes through many, many, many communities. Black, Hispanic, white, Asian, and talks about this. I'm telling you, over 90% of those people are like, stop this craziness, stop this stuff. And they didn't know that Joey B's team was doing it. And that's because of that honest media that we deal with. Joe Mazzini, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far.